the bar, biblical and reforming.
For those of us who claim Christ, our authority is the scripture. For those who don't claim Christ or who claim another, I'd like for them to, we challenge them to explain a standard of truth apart from scripture. Explain the nature of good and evil apart from the scripture. You have no context, there's no justification for it, except for the whims of men. And so, man, we stand upon the foundation of the scripture, sola scriptura, scripture alone, man.
Doctrine. Yeah, sola scriptura.
Sola scriptura.
Scripture alone. Yeah, that means scripture alone. What's your eternal situation for the age of creation? For he laid the foundation, was a plan for expiation. Christ became propitiation, meaning he switched his places on the cross for our disgraces. In the pride he saw.
Yo, what's up, people? This is Dwayne. I guess you could say the founder of the Be Not Deceived and the Bar. I just wanted to come on real quick, and this is also going on the podcast if you're tuning in to iTunes. First of all, I want to come on and invite you to follow us on iTunes. You can search The Bar, and it's Biblical and Reformed, but we try to come up with shows every 2 weeks. I work night shifts, so I'm currently having to do it every other week because that's every other week I'm off. But I wanted to start coming a little bit more frequent and just kind of addressing some things and just kind of sharing my heart so you guys know where we're standing at, where we're coming from. And today I was part of my morning ritual is to listen to podcasts, and I wanted to come on and talk about podcasts, and because that's part of the reason why we joined the podcast world with the Bar, because those are great resources. Some of it is just for fun, and that's all it is for fun. Some of it is very educational. Some people put sermons up. Some people address hard issues. That's more or less our side, but they are helpful, man. And what I love about them, you can just plug them in, because everybody knows there's nothing on the radio, man. It's just the same stuff over and over. Not to diss anybody in the radio world, but that's just the way it is, man. And music wise, there's always good music around, but I find when I cut grass, when I'm riding long distance, a good podcast, man, that's where it's at for me. And one that I enjoy this morning, shout out to my man Joe Thorne, is Doctrine and Devotion. And that is a really good one. Joe Thorne and Jimmy Fowler both get on, man. Real cool, down-to-earth guys, and just talk about this one's about family. Just simple stuff, and they're not too long, and they make it fun. They make it funny, and stuff like that, man, that's just out there available. There were a lot of good nuggets there. And I just want to encourage you guys to use your time wisely. It's all about time management. Life is a vapor. Here 1 minute, gone the next, man. So take advantage of the free time you have, put some headphones in, listen to a good podcast, listen to The Bar, man. I mean, I know we hit some tough hot topics and sometimes it's a little controversial, but I think something can be, received from it. So we just encourage you to listen to some podcasts, man. I mean, there's a lot of them out there. Reform Pubcast is another one, real good, real funny. Les and Tanner, they kind of were was an inspiration for me to come back into the whole podcast world. As well as, the legends, man. Grace to You, John MacArthur, Ligonier, Drop Something Every Day, True for Life, Alistair Begg, Piper drops something every day, and those, that's part of my rotation, man. Every day I try to get in at least one of each of those messages, sermons, sermonettes, nuggets. And I mean, I can even show you my podcast game is strong. Let's see, that's what I listen to today. But yeah, I mean, if you can see, I don't know how well you can see with this silly camera, but these are all my guys. Oh, you see us right there? I don't know if you can see that. There it is. You see The Bar right there? Make sure you check us out. You know? Podcast game strong. Rugged Marriage, that's another one. The Briefing, that's one of my favorites. Uh-oh. He's actually taking a break, Al Mohler, this month. But The Briefing, I don't watch the news, so The Briefing is my news, man. That's how I keep up with it. And he brings it from a Christian worldview, which is awesome. So that's another one, The Briefing with Albert Mohler. But there's a lot, man. You know, you holler at me, inbox us at Be Not Deceived, or, you know, send me a message. You know, I'm Dwayne Axon on Facebook. Dwayne 21, D-A-W-A-I-N 21 on Twitter and also Instagram. And let's chop it up, man. Let's get these podcasts going, man. Support these guys. And make sure you support us, man. And we appreciate you. All you do, all the love, all everything, man. And that's all I got for today. Maybe next time we'll open the Bible or something. But nevertheless, God bless. I'm out.
The Bar, biblical and reforming.
For those of us who claim Christ, our authority is the Scripture. For those who don't claim Christ or who claim another, I'd like for them to, we challenge them to explain a standard of truth apart from Scripture. Explain the nature of good and evil apart from the Scripture. You have no context, there's no justification for it, except for the whims of men. And so, man, we stand upon the foundation of the Scripture, sola scriptura, Scripture alone, man.
Doctrine, yeah, sola scriptura, Scripture alone. That means Scripture alone. What's your eternal situation for the age of creation? For he laid the foundation, was a plan for expiation. Christ became propitiation, meaning he switched his places on the cross for our disgraces. In the crowd, he saw our faces. Just